You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the free version of the Michael Savage podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But there are many of you who would love to be able to listen to my show without any ads. I love ads, but many of you want to listen to the podcast free of ads. So we created something for you, a solution. We call it the Savage Premium. For less than the price of one flat, tasteless beer at your local bar, you can receive access to all of my podcasts going back years ad-free for just $3.99. That's it, $3.99 a month. You'll get not only my ad-free podcast, but you will also occasionally receive access to material that is exclusive for members only, and I'm going to give you the list in a minute of what you've missed. You're going to get an occasional monologue from me, maybe a reading from one of my novels, sneak peeks of interviews before anyone else hears them, archive pieces dating back to 1994. Many things that come up, you're going to get exclusive access to Michael Savage material. Details can be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com, and if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Now, you will always have access to my free weekly podcast. I want to be clear about that. That's my promise to you. But if you want less ads and more Savage, join the Savage Premium Club today and never miss a spoken word of mine. It's glow.fm/Savage Premium. You can find it on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the stuff that you have missed so far. Michael Savage reading from his best-selling novel, Countdown to Mecca. My words, my voice. Savage reads from one of his lost journals, Fiji, 1968. Savage's first drive time show, Hour One. My interview with the Jewish gangster, very popular. I read from my first written published article, Who Is at the Helm, from 1965. It's heard nowhere but on my premium site. I read passages from my novel, Abuse of Power. We replayed Fat Al's Tuna. My Savage show from 324.94, the earliest show in the archive, 324.94. My interview with Donald Trump from 110.2011. 110.2011, while Mark Levin was mocking him and Sean Hannity was mocking him and the others were mocking him, I was interviewing Trump. Much more. And remember, subscribers also get ad-free podcasts every week. The cost is less than a beer at a bar, and you get a better buzz with the Savage Premium. So go to glow.fm/Savage Premium for full access to ad-free podcasts and exclusive sound you'll not hear anywhere else. Thank you very much. All right, welcome to the Michael Savage podcast. Boy, do we have a bonus podcast for you. It's very special. We're peeling back the curtain once again, and we're all going to listen in on one of our production meetings. Wait to hear what this is like, where you're going to actually get to hear what's going on behind the scene as we lay out the plans for the week. So sit back and enjoy this special bonus. And as always, thank you for listening to the Michael Savage podcast. Be sure to share it with 5 friends. Karen, Doug, we've been talking before Ryan arrived. Why don't you, Doug, since you typed out yesterday the schedule for the week, start the program, start the show going. Go ahead, please.
Today we have the 11 a.m. Pacific radio appearance.
What time are they connecting?
They're going to connect right around 11 our time. The show doesn't start until about 11:06.
Got it. What are we doing about tomorrow's podcast today?
I have it uploaded to the Dropbox for everybody to listen and get more sound ideas. I'll have it cut up into segments and ready to go by noon.
Okay, so let's not drag this out until 5 o'clock today because I want it done earlier. What really needs to be done on that podcast for Tuesday?
If anybody comes up with sound ideas or hears something I missed.
So when we get off this call, which should be 10 minutes long, it'll leave an hour and a half for people to listen to it, correct?
Yeah.
Karen, do you have the time to listen to it between now and the
Yeah, I listened this morning, actually.
You did? So, okay.
Yeah, I can send some sound ideas, though.
What kind of sound would go with this interview on is Ukraine, Russia's Vietnam?
Doug did add a clip of Kissinger, I believe a clip from the FATA show.
Show?
Did I say the show right?
Yeah. You both talked about FATA.
Stop. I'm not following you. What?
You both talked about the Netflix show FATA.
FAUDA. So you threw in a piece.
I threw in a little piece of that so they would know what you were talking about.
Good. We don't have any Kissinger sound, do we, when I mention his name?
Yeah, I inserted.
So there's not much more that we need. I mean, what else do we need, really?
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything that else.
Maybe just some battlefield sound.
Anything you could think of just as a punctuation point.
Yeah.
Brian, have you heard any of this yet?
I haven't listened to it yet, no. I mean, I was there for the interview, but I haven't re-listened to it yet.
You have any remembrance of the interview? Any ideas to throw out right now?
What Karen just said was what I was going to suggest was putting some battlefield music at probably the beginning and maybe through a few, you know, coming into some commercial breaks, just some sound, maybe some speeches from Putin or something like that. Just a quick snippet of it in Russian to make it more dramatic. Something like that.
Okay, so that's the Tuesday podcast. I have an interview with Cutler. I saw him on Newsmax. He's an ex-INS agent. He's amazing. He has a lot to say.
Yeah.
And then we got Koffler again on Thursday. Depending upon what happens in the news this week, we'll decide whether to run Cutler or Koffler. My guess is it's going to be about Newsmax because the Russians have had enough.
Yeah.
It's clear they're gonna blast them off the planet to force them into a settlement because they're not. The world can't take much more of this. The world's having a nervous breakdown. Kanye battles Jews. Well, you'll notice my tweets yesterday, and I got attacked by it, calling me every name under the sun. Which was this one: Kanye West is a bigot and con man. I tried to warn Trump. I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear that.
I thought it was interesting the comments you were having with people on Twitter yesterday, and in the interview, the journalist mentioned about the anti-Semitism that's existed in Europe and how the Jews get used as a scapegoat, and kind of what Kanye was saying. You're starting to hear people say things that are starting to sound similar because there's a lot of issues in our country, and people start looking for somebody to blame.
It's interesting that, speaking of that subject, that Tucker would have this. I mean, it's all for ratings, obviously, that he'd have Kanye on, right?
It was bizarre. Not what I've expected.
Any other comments about the week coming up?
No, we need a topic for the bonus podcast by Wednesday, so we can upload it Wednesday.
Okay, any ideas? Can we use this radio show today?
I should be able to find it.
That's true. It's his show. With the news cycle being what it is, Cutler or Koffler. Koffler's going to have to go up this week because of Russia. Cutler on immigration could go up next week.
Yeah.
You saw the latest outrage. I put it on Twitter. I almost fell out of my chair. Biden's DHS gives cell phones to over 255,000 border crossers. I couldn't believe my eyes. I could not believe it. You know how many of them are drug dealers? We don't. There's no question in my mind that Mayorkas and them, they're working for the other team. There's no question they've infiltrated this country. That's what this is all about. But that's not a podcast. So Friday podcast, 3 p.m. Newsmax. Newsmax appearance. Well, I have a radio show that's going to be fun for me today. Did anyone hear it? Doug and I, did you hear the opening?
Yeah, I sent it to everybody.
Did you hear it, Ryan? Karen, did you hear it? Well, aside from the fact that it stimulated me tremendously, and then, of course, the burden becomes new podcast, new podcast. Those two guests I got were because they're in the news, in the news cycle. So you guys need to strategize at some point and come up with the same kind of ideas. If you see someone exciting on television, try to book them. Just as a side note, did anyone ever write to Italy about Maloney? Who just said? No answer, right? No, I wouldn't think. Yeah, they probably don't even read English.
I did. I wrote there.
And she's deluged worldwide, no doubt, with some really huge names to be. She's so popular on the right.
It's for like journalists only.
Okay, I have the radio in an hour and 15. Ryan, you have to be down here. So yes. And we're connecting by what?
Skype.
Skype or Zoom?
Skype. Yeah. They're going to call you via Skype, down, what, just 10:30? Like this morning.
The day we can figure out how to get callers on a podcast is the day all of our workloads become easier and the show becomes bigger. I'm sure that at this point, people are doing callers on podcasts that are live. But then you have to set a time, and we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't do a daily show at X time. All right. Any other business with regard to the business at hand?
And we're going to need all of it.
We would need phone lines or something like that.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Okay, Karen, any comments?
Yeah, I think we just need to maybe get together some guests for just line up for next week. I mean, obviously, yeah.
Yes, yes. Music to my middle ear.
Yeah, I do have a, did you see about that professor at NYU?
That got fired?
Yeah, the chemistry. I think he would be really good.
Yeah, but he'd be good as a guest on a radio show. Is it a podcast, though?
Yeah, but I think because he's talking about the decline of.
Has he given interviews?
I think he did with the New York Times, but he talked about the educational standards and the decline.
Of course, because the idiots that they put into the schools can't keep up. They fired them.
Yeah.
I never heard of anything like that.
Yeah.
I think it would be a great podcast.
I think that would be, I think you'd have a lot.
Yes, but that's
about.
If he'll blow the whistle on it. He may not. He's probably going to try to protect his ability to work in universities. I don't think he's going to be willing to talk about the morons that they're putting into the universities today.
Yeah. I mean, he did make a statement about the educational standards declining. So I'll read the interview again and see.
Why don't you try to get him and say, are you willing to talk about the fact that many of the students that you're getting are not qualified to even be in that class? And they're putting them in there because it's a prerequisite for medical school. I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's one of the biggest stumbling blocks to kids getting into medical school is organic chemistry. And that separates the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah.
So now what? Then they get to the next level and they can't put an injection in properly and they blame the needle manufacturer.
Yeah.
When the needle's too sharp and it scares them.
Yeah.
That's the next one. I'm afraid of needles, but you're a doctor. Oh, that doesn't matter. Why does doctoring have to be so hard?
I hate blood.
I don't like blood. I don't like needles. I don't like machines, but I'd be a good doctor. Eyes be a good doctor's. Eyes look good in the whites.
Why does it have to be a white lamp?
Well, there you go. Why are they not black cloaks? Why not a rainbow cloak? Why are the sheets white? That's so offensive to a person of color. See, this is a good radio piece. Immediately, the Cumulus would turn it right off.
A mysterious line drop.
It's not a bad idea. You know, white sheets, white clouds, white house, white crayons should be banned from all boxes of Crayola because it's white privilege. White is, you know, white is the absence of color, correct? And black contains all the colors. Isn't that how that works?
Yeah.
All right. I think we're good. Any other comments, questions, complaints, compliments?
I will get those sound bites.
Did we record this production show?
Yeah.
Why not use this as a bonus?
I think most of it would work. Yeah.
What's wrong with it? Is there anything in this that's not usable?
I don't remember.
All right, folks, we're going to run this on Wednesday, on this week, as a bonus podcast. And if there's anything offensive in it, we're very happy that you're offended. That's what we mean to do is.
If I haven't offended you, just wait. I'll get to you shortly.
Yes. If I haven't offended you in this podcast, it's because I didn't work hard enough. How long is this? We've been on the together over 22 minutes, I think.
Yeah, we're good.
Start with me complaining about the time we started and go right to this point. All right. Thanks for listening. It's the Michael Savage Bonus Podcast right here on the Savage Nation Podcast. Okay, Ryan, see you at 30 after. I'm excited by this. I hope we get Jimmy from Brooklyn. Here's a podcast idea I ran by Doug today. I woke just before going to sleep. I'd had three single malt scotches from a very expensive bottle, had dinner, and I finally didn't feel any pain for a while mentally. So before going to sleep, instead of fearing death, a thought came to me of all the jobs I've had, and I started writing them down. Comic book salesman, and this is not in the order. Dishwasher, editor, busboy, sweeper, statue cleaner, lifeguard, clothing store salesman, ice cream factory worker, postman, chauffeur, butcher boy, real estate salesman, and a mortuary assistant. And I wanted to do that as a podcast and talk about each one of those jobs with a little story around it, because each of them has a little story around it. What do you think of that, Karen?
I think that's a great idea. I don't know anything about the mortuary assistant.
Oh, yes. I lasted one day. If this is still recording, I may as well tease everyone, because in that podcast, I was a mortuary assistant. I'll tell that story right now, and then I'll let you go, because we need to flesh this out to make it a little longer to put ads around it. So I had gone to Europe for the summer, big trip to Europe. I was after college or something. And it was the age of the Beatles, I think. It was like 1965. I don't remember about then. And I came back. I had grown my hair long, which was the style at the time. And I had become a kind of a different person with just a very short trip to Europe. God knows why or how. I don't know. So I needed a job. My background was in biology. So what can I get quickly? Saw an ad in the newspaper, mortuary assistant, Queen's General Hospital. So I applied and they took it. And because nobody wanted the job, they hired me on the phone or something. Okay. I walked up to Queen's General Hospital, which at the time was, I don't know what it looks like today, a huge hospital with a smokestack that was like 50, 100 feet in the air, a brick smokestack. It looked like Auschwitz. It was horrible to approach, like a death camp. I go into the mortuary and the medical examiner is a doctor with a beard. And he's smoking a cigar in the mortuary. And he said to me, your job is to sweep up whatever falls on the floor from my autopsies. These are human body parts, bone, blood, I swear to God. Okay, nice. Not having been on battlefields, it was kind of shocking. So this guy starts his autopsies, smoking a cigar, probably to kill the stench of the formaldehyde. And his first, I'll never forget it, his first autopsy was of an infant who died for unknown reasons. It was horrible for me to see a baby, a little white baby. His next was a white man in his 40s, tall, thin, no known reason that he died on the slab. I looked at it like, okay, nausea. Like, why did he die? No one knew. No bullet wounds, no knife wounds. Okay. Autopsy now, Queens General Hospital. They have to determine cause of death. Next one, black lady, mid-50s, large, gray hair. Here's the most disgusting thing I had ever seen in my life. In order to do an autopsy, you have to remove the brain. In order to remove the brain, they have to cut the bone. So here's this guy pulling on the bone of this woman's head like this, with his foot against the gurney, pulling back to try to open the skull to pull the brain out. I swear to God. And her body was jostling back and forth on the gurney. And finally, after pulling and cursing and ashes falling down onto the corpse, the top of the head snapped off and he got the brain tissue. I quit at the end of that workday. That was my one day as a mortuary assistant. Okay, that concludes. That's a true story of one of the jobs I had in my life that has made me the wonderful, happy, uncynical man that I am. Okay, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Oh, I'm hungry now.
Oh, go away. Okay, see you guys. Bye now.
All right.
Left everyone with a smile, though. That's the interesting part. Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.